Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Well, hello there. I'm Claudia.
And I'm Lois.
And we are the hosts of the Poodcast. If you are a regular listener, you're probably a bit confused because that sounds like a new name, and you'd be correct. Our gorgeous Evie is taking a very well-deserved break. And in the meantime, rather than me just sat shouting into space, we decided to get a little guest on by the name of Lois Mills. Welcome, Lo.
Hello, good morning, hi, and ciao.
And she speaks multiple languages. So
I
whoever
am,
you
in
are,
fact.
Wherever you are, she's got you covered.
Maybe every episode I will learn a new way to say hello.
Phenomenal. Well, you've set yourself up, so...
All
This
right,
is
fine.
when she
Tune in.
quits after three, once she said hola, hello, and yo.
Tune in next week for Mandarin.
And Lo, we always start off, just in case you weren't familiar with, how's your bum and your tum? How are yours, kitten?
Do you know, this is actually very beautifully timed. And I don't know whether it was my body warming up for said podcast.
Nice.
My bum and tum are intrinsically linked, and I will tell you why. For my bum and tum has been fine. For anyone who doesn't know, which is probably everyone, I have Crohn's. So, you know, sometimes...
I have Crohn's.
I have Crohn's, and that is the end of my life. That has been a thing. However, I've been very well. I was like, oh my gosh. 2 weeks ago, if you'd have asked me this, I've been like, this is the most boring chat ever. Bum, fine. Tum, fine. However,
Great.
However, as all good stories start... It has not been fine the past couple of days. Have you ever in your life, I feel like I would know this about you, but, and I think the answer is no, but I don't want to presume. Have you ever had an enema?
No, I actually haven't. I don't know why I had. I feel like I would have told you that. It's been like,
I feel like
our
I would know.
relationship is deep enough, as deep as enemas go. I have not had an enema. Oh my God,
luckily,
have you had?
Irritating enough. No, but okay. Here
Okay.
is where the crux of the story lies. I haven't had a recent enema. Emina? Eminem?
Enema.
I haven't had one of those recently. I have had one, so I know the experience. However, since Sunday night, my stomach has felt like I have just had an enema for 3 days straight, 4 days straight. We're now on Thursday. For days. Days on end. And every time I have a bite of something to eat, the irritation feels like a pure, pure enema reaction, pure enema instinct. It is not the one.
Do you think it's like the curse of the Poodcast? Because I feel like you
yes.
were doing fine until I asked you to
I
come
was.
And help me out.
I have never been better until about 5 days ago. And now I am honestly corrupt.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's content creation. When when you're in this game, you find yourself doing such a like, ugh, for the story though. Ugh, I haven't got much to say in next week's episode. I'm just going to bring on about diarrhea for the fans. We do it for the people that we love. So I'm proud
do
of
know,
you.
it's upsetting because I actually also, I've been racking my brain for another interesting story to really give my personality to this kickoff of the podcast. And now here we are with a genuine real life scenario. So I'm fine. Bum and tum are fine.
Good.
A little bit enema-esque.
Yes.
I'm in the enema phase, but that's okay. But, you know?
And given that you're like new to, you know, I know we had you on in series one. Do you want to just give us a quick snippet about yourself? Just people are like, who is this bitch?
What's your name? Where do you come from? Thank
Yeah,
you, Scylla,
sure.
for asking. I have always thought of you as a bit of a Scylla Black, you know,
Really?
minus the Liverpool accent. Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
And it is a surprise. So, oh gosh. Okay. Well, most people won't be able to see me, but I am truly emanating, you know, office meeting 6 p.m. podcast recording at 7 p.m. It's a blazer, t-shirt,
she's a working
corporate
girl.
Barbie. No, yeah. I really am a working woman, working mums. Stunning program.
Absolutely.
So I'm Lois. I have Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, God knows how many years ago. A lot, maybe seven, maybe eight, maybe six. Probably more like seven or eight. I genuinely have lost count.
A bigger fringe then, much, much bigger fringe, I would
huger
say.
Fringe and thicker eyeliner. But you know,
absolutely,
everything's a little
big.
Bit haired back. We're balding, we're aging. It's a process, it's fine.
Never look better.
And I really haven't. I never felt better with these false. And you know when people have phantom pain when they have a leg removed? I feel like I'm having phantom enemas.
Because you're about to host this show. That's literally what it like. I'm genuinely, I'm not being like narcissistic. I've done this to you. I know I have. Like,
So
I'm
that's my
Babadook.
life story. I'm cursed by you. I'm cursed by you. You are the new definition of the Bermuda Triangle, of the bow.
Literally, what's that like little thing on the bicycle that like the little it guy? No, what is he? No, Saw. I feel like I just come into people's lives and just give them like diarrhea.
God.
That's
Oh God. Oh
it's kind
God. Well, I
of
will be looking under my bed before I go to sleep tonight. But anyway,
wow.
mine is being haunted by you, daily
Sure.
occurrence for the last 20 years. For the last 6 or 7, I have run a, it was a blog, then it was a YouTube channel. It's kind of an Instagram. It was a little bit of a TikTok, but I feel a bit old for that. A little channel, let's say, called Gut Instinct, which talks about Crohn's disease and living with IBD. And
It's
that's my little side
amazing.
hustle. Thanks,
And
babe.
it's
You're amazing.
very, very popular, and we are extremely lucky to have you with us. I can't wait
You
to
are.
suddenly actually start getting emails from listeners. It's very exciting.
Saying, get her off. Get that
What
bitch off.
is she doing here?
Thought they'd seen the back of me. Surprise, surprise. That's still
No,
up with Slay.
well, yeah, we're about to see the back of you. I think we're about to hear about the back of you, I feel it,
You
for
know
the
what? Before we
coming
get onto the
weeks.
back of me, how's your bum and how's your tum?
Thanks for asking, babe.
Okay.
Do you know what? This week it's been a bladder thing. My bum and my tum aren't great. It's been a bit of a rubbish week for me, and that obviously like always comes out in the toilet.
Comes out.
Yeah, it comes out. It comes out for all to see. There's no point trying to hide it. Thank God for E45, creme de la creme. Do you know what? I actually realized yesterday I started stress eating. At work, I was so stressed. Which is, what stressing does to you. And I was like, I ran out of food that I'd bought in my little packed lunch. So I really want something else to eat, and I really want chocolate because I'm due on my period as well. And so I went upstairs to our staff kitchen. Wasn't really much there except an old advent calendar. So I was like,
No,
fuck it, I'm doing it.
no.
I don't give a shit at this point. So I take it back down to my little sad classroom, and I realized like 10 minutes later that I've been stuffing my face this advent calendar, but I've been doing it in day order. Like, I was literally like, one, two, three fucks I give, four fucks I give. Like, it was the saddest little life moment. Like, why am I so Hermione Granger, even in the moments of most desperation?
Because God forbid you would break the order of Advent, you
I
know,
like
God forbid.
the rules. So I'm not ashamed to say I got to day 13. Like, it was bleak. It was so sad.
I have never ever heard anything like that, to be honest. Was the chocolate not like dusty?
Oh, it
It's
was
old.
rank. It was rank. But do you not think about advent calendar? Because I still get one even as a grown ass woman. That like advent calendar chocolate is supposed to be a little bit musty. Like, that's the joy of it. No?
Musty, perhaps, but not dusty. You must have been really desperate, is
Honey,
all
I
I'm
was a little
thinking.
bit
Like,
fusty. I needed it. Like, it wasn't it. I would have eaten paper at this point. Like, I just need. It's also like it's like the action. Like, when kind of you're like you're sad, crying, you're just shoving stuff in your mouth. Like, I just needed to put something in my mouth, and
that is a different story. Do you know
that
what,
was what
though?
I
This reminded
found.
me of. I had a horrible. Do you remember Magic Stars? Throwback to
Yeah,
your childhood. Do you like them?
absolutely.
That to me, in
Is
my
advent calendar
memory,
chocolate?
it's a dusty chocolate. It's always a
That's
little
it.
bit off. It's always a little bit white.
100%. There's like a slight little dandruff kind of thing about Magic Stars. Like,
Yeah.
it's timeless. It's for the oldies because it
Yeah.
is like cardboard. It's kind of
And it's
like that,
delicious.
but you kind of want it. Once you know that's what you're
Oh,
gonna
I love
have,
it.
I wanted
I
it.
love it. But it threw me back to a memory, which I sometimes wonder, you know, why did I get Crohn's? It's not genetic. I don't know why.
Why?
As a child, and I told my boss this last week, we got a delivery of Magic Stars.
Don't
Lovely.
say
Don't
it's
I love
Magic
a
Stars.
corporate office? No. I did have a pack of Magic Stars, and I was hit with nostalgia. And then I remembered my childhood. I never told anyone this story. My family know because they were there. When I was a child, we would go every week to meet my grandpa at, I can't remember, it was called Henry Higgins. then changed to Harry Ramsden's fish and chip shop. Do you remember that? Okay. All right. But it's
Henry
relevant.
Higgins,
It's relevant.
yeah, there, you go,
It's
you
relevant.
go.
It's relevant. Yeah, just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you
Just
wait.
you wait, Henry Higgins. Okay, thank you. I didn't want to say it. Yeah, fine.
I knew you'd gone there. I knew you'd
Yeah,
gone there.
okay.
Anyway, doesn't matter. It could have been anywhere. It was a fish and chip shop, very casual, but it was like very sweet. It was a ritual that we had on like a Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. to go hang out with my granddad, me and my brother and sister at the time. They're still my brother and sister, but now they're
I
older.
was like, what's happened to them?
I've swapped them around in the last couple of years, but no. There were only three of us at said point. My grandpa used to bring us a pack of magic stars every week. Very sweet, loved them. I decided that, and we had a bowl of ice cream, dessert. Open the magic stars, pour them in. What a lovely, lovely little topping. What a lovely little treat. Except that wasn't enough. Oh, no.
No.
In Henry Higgins, they had paper napkins, green paper napkins specifically, much like this blazer. And
Yeah.
I tore up every week little pieces of the green napkin and added
No.
it to the ice cream and ate the napkin with the magic stars with the ice cream. And so to this day, when I think, oh my God, why is my stomach so fucked up? Probably because I've eaten countless napkins.
Would you feel if there was? If you could go to the GP and they could say, look, ma'am, we have found this amazing technology that can literally tell you why you have got Crohn's disease. How would you feel if it was because of the green napkins and the magic stars?
Don't want to know. I'd say I refuse the test. I don't want to be on the news. I don't want to be a medical marvel. I
Sorry,
also
this is
actually
just.
don't really want anyone to know that, and I don't know why I've announced that on a podcast. I could have died with that.
We've been friends for 20 years. Like, how has this never come up? Like, sorry, I have more questions. I'm not done. Did you roll them up into little balls? Was it strips?
Tore them.
Okay.
Almost like a paper version of the magic stars. So small little segments. Also, I'm going to throw my siblings under the bus. I was not alone. The
Yeah,
three
I
of
was going
us
to
would do it.
say. So
Yeah.
you had accomplices. Granddad, no?
Oh, yeah. He would sit and watch us eat it. Almost like a competition, actually, to be honest. I mean, he wasn't the most responsible man in the world, let's be honest.
Was it a get like, were you like witches and this was your potion? Or you just sat there being like, lol, we're eating napkins? Like, was there role play in this? I need to know.
I would love, do you know what? I'm trying to think of a small white lie
Oh,
to save the scenario. Like,
hon, you're not being safe. You're not
I
being
was
safe.
scientific. No, it was pure. Do you know what? That is when I first realized that was my first moment of being an attention seeker. That was the moment. If I ever look
Flash
back,
artiste.
you'll see me, if ever we go out for dinner next, if I see a paper napkin, you better watch out. That better go
Yeah.
on your lap because otherwise I'm lapping that right up. My God, it's dessert. It's a
The
snack.
lengths, you know, no bounds to save face and to get those eyes on you, my girl.
It's too late. It's too late. The things I have done.
Please,
My God.
man.
There you go. That's my announcing story. I've arrived now. I've arrived of lids off.
Look, welcome. Of the things I was expecting you to say, I thought today might get a bit graphic. I thought it might, we might go too far in terms of talking about our stomachs. I don't think I was expecting to feel sad about you today.
Oh no, I had a lovely childhood. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. That was the highlight of my week. That wasn't a poor me. That was a really great time. A really
She's
great
nothing
time.
but an entertainer.
I'm not.
Also, I've just realized I didn't even tell you the worst part of my week when it comes to my body.
I can't believe it gets worse.
Oh no. In terms of, the insides, whatever. So I was at my little sister's house and I had forgotten that the spare room can't shut the door because it can't get out. So me and my husband went to bed, went to sleep, everything's fine.
I don't like this time.
I wake up at 6 a.m. thinking, I really need a wee. And also, I need to go change my tampon. Like, this needs to happen now. Get up, try not to disturb Rich because, I'm a fucking saint. And tiptoe to the door, pulling, pulling. Shit, the door is completely set. I can't get out. So I'm trying. Panic. But I wake up rich, obviously, because you need help in the, like, you need somebody to
Oh,
go
you
through
do.
this with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
And
yeah.
I was like, darling, sweetie, darling, love of my life, wake up. We have an issue. Like, I really, really, really need a wee. He's like, no. Stumbles over. Can you pull it? Pulling the door, pulling the door. No.
Oh,
Fine.
God.
Nobody panic. Text my sister. Hey, yeah. If you're waking up, can you actually wake up? Because I need to get out because I'm about to piss all over your floor. Nothing. Calling my sister, nothing. Banging now on the wall, nothing. I start to shout, help! Help!
Like an old man who's fallen down the stairs. Wow.
It's 6:30. Like it's so early. But I cannot express to you how like mayday, mayday situation we are in. Like, I'm now looking around the room for anything that I can like get rid. There's no bin. We've got no tissues. I don't even have like a makeup wipe, something. There's a giant glass vase, but it's got a bit of a funnel at the top. And I just don't know if my aim's that good. And also, like, I need to like, dismount said tampon before, like, it's so bad. We now go on to my
Horrified.
family WhatsApp group an hour later. Still was still drive, still banging on the door, still shouting for help. At one point, I actually am ashamed to say I shouted fire just in case.
Claudia! Oh, Claudia, that is bad. That is really bad. Oh my God.
Wanted to wake up, text family WhatsApp group. Hi guys, in the spare room at Liv's house. Does anybody know like how to get out? Brother-in-law, have you got pliers? Like, no. Don't have fucking pliers, mate. Don't have pliers. Have you tried the long sock method where you wrap it around the doorknob and then pull? No, mate, haven't done that. Big sister, have you tried calling her? Shoot me. We're now an hour and a half has gone by. I am rocking back and forth. Like I am in so much pain. Rich has started doing some sort of video blog where he's just lying there in the darkness sending videos to my family
Live
as if we're
streamer, love
some
it.
sort of like, miners stuck in the fucking caves. It was horrendous. We were then looking at a method of him holding onto my feet while I could then pull myself out of the window so that I could like lean out.
I honestly thought you were going to say he's holding your feet to see if you could better your aim for the funnel. That's where my mind was at. I was like, God, he's such a good guy. He is such a good guy.
So 2 hours and 10 minutes later, my sister opens the door.
And what?
I fucking peg it for my life.
Oh, God.
I still felt pain the next day in my bladder. I have never experienced having to hold urine and other substances like that ever. She did not hear us. She just decided that she wanted to go for a wee. And then she heard the banging. We did not wake her up. We could have been
I
there all day.
Do you know what? They'll probably make a documentary about you. They really
Honestly,
will.
if you could see, I might even put the video recording on the socials
Please,
because
please.
it was dark. It's literally just hear me going, like mooing. Like it sounded like I was in childbirth. Like literally just going, oh my God, help, help. Absolutely
Her
bleak.
poor neighbors. Wow. They must have been so confused. Is she having a baby? Is there a fire? Is the baby on fire? Like,
I
my
was
God.
hoping maybe that they would then come around and start banging on the door and then that
That's not
would get us
evil.
out. Like,
That's
I think
mortifying.
the main neighbors I saved that day were from me not them seeing my bare ass pulling out a tampon leaning out the window. Like, I think actually I'm a fucking hero.
That's a win. You know what? Take the
Really.
win where you can. I'm confused,
Really.
though. When she shut you in the room to sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
How are you ever going to get out?
She didn't realize we'd shut the door. Like we that we'd
Yeah.
put like could yeah.
All right, so it's your fault.
This is what happens when you're playing traitors till 3 a.m. in the morning. Like, what did we think was gonna happen?
The real tracer was your bladder. Although actually, so impressive. That is a strong pelvic floor.
Call me Claudia Camel instead. Like, Campbell is out there. I can hold it like a fucking storage unit. I'm incredible. Like,
how the Humpty never Humps. Called you that is shocking. Oh my gosh. I will never call you anything else.
It's done.
I'm it's amazed. Done. Wow. Wow. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
That's
thank
really good.
You. I appreciate that. I'm proud of me. I know the listeners are proud of me. We move.
They are. We do you know what we should do? You
what?
Know, like on Facebook when, you know, a crisis has happened and you can update your photo with a nice little filter saying, you know, you made it through. I would love to make one of those for you as a gift.
I'll let you get through
this time.
We did talk about, my brother-in-law was joking about how they'd get upstairs and it would look like a fucking crime scene had exploded upstairs in the room. So whichever filter you see fit in this moment is absolutely fine.
Wow.
We move on.
Gosh,
so,
what a start. I don't think we can, I don't, do you know what, that's it. That's the end.
Well,
that's the end. There's no topping
you,
it.
You say we can't top it. We've had an email.
Tell me.
Which I'd like to read out to you.
Please.
And I started looking at it at this call and I've genuinely been laughing to myself. So we know it's good. So this is from Grace. She says, hey, lovelies, I've recently started listening to your pod and love it. Well, thanks, Grace.
Love you, Grace.
Oh my God, hold on. I need to move you. Technically challenged. Right, we're back. She says, I wonder if I could ask you a question about a strange method I was recommended recently for aiding digestion. It's called belly button healing. And she sent me a link.
Beg your pardon.
She said, I've looked into it, but I really don't understand how pressing something into your belly button would help with digestion. Have you ever heard of this? Would you recommend it? Okay. I've looked this up. Have you clicked on it?
I've just clicked the link and I'm trying very hard not to laugh. Please, please, can you describe? I feel like you're a better describer than me. Please describe the look of the device, first of all.
Okay. So the
device... Oh my God, it's huge! Oh, I just scrolled through the pictures. No, this is a joke.
The device looks like someone's like mowing their lawn.
It looks like a child's tricycle, but you are the tricycle. It's a detachable handle. I'm shocked. The first picture would allude that it's a tiny little coil.
Oh, just a
coil-sized
cute little
object.
Coil. Yes, yes.
A little mini
alas,
hammer. Whoa. Picture three. Shocked. Shooketh, actually. Absolutely shooketh. It's 9 inches wide.
All you just hear in your head is like, nyeh, wee, wee.
It looks like
someone playing Mario Kart. Like, it just imagine that if, you know, like when you're a kid and your mum says, yeah, you can have a little trolley. And so you hold on, like, it's like you're holding a little trolley handles. Are you supposed to walk around? Are you supposed to lie down with this thing? Like, it's ginormous. Like, if we're talking hammers, it's Thor's. Like, it's massive. It's huge. Your face is
It shocked. Looks like, I'm scrolling through the pictures and I honestly can't even think how to describe what this is giving me, except for it's reminding me. Have you seen the fake horse riding sport?
Oh my God, I love it so much. Yes.
This is like a level up of that. This is like fake Formula One driving.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. They could start prancing around. No. Do you know what it's reminding me of? Thorpe Park roller coaster. when you're feeling really scared and then the bars come down before it straps you in.
No, it's too loose. It's too loose. We're going. I'm going to die. It's too loose. Yeah. That's that. That you can relive your childhood trauma.
Welcome to Velocity. Like, literally. But can I just say the reviews? Stunning.
No.
Everyone, I literally tried to find some reviews. Literally, I mean, one of them was like, my yoga instructor recommended to me and it's not giving me 10% of what she said. Everything else, they love it. They've said it's helped with back pain, with kidney inflammation, digestion, leg pain. Like, people are going fucking nuts for this thing. So I thought, I'll just get me a low one. We'll try it out because it's only £21.79 or whatever it is. No, I read it
Babe,
wrong.
it's
It's
£217.
£217.
We're not trying that out.
207. We're not trying it out.
We're absolutely not trying that out.
Point blank.
Absolutely not. I will buy on eBay a child's scooter, rip off the handlebar, or better still, get a spoon. Get a wooden spoon. The principle's the same. Just jab a stick in your belly button. Surely.
Literally,
Surely.
it can't be more than that. It can't be. But if it's £217, there's got to be some sort of magic shooting in. Also, can we just appreciate why are we all just like not looking into the belly button enough? Because if it's like the window to the soul, do you think in like 200 years they'll be like, God, if only the human race had just thought about their little innie outie, they'd have solved all their problems. Because
But okay.
clearly, it's doing something.
But is one better than the other? I feel like an innie, maybe you can get deeper, and so maybe that's better. Are you
Oh my
do you have an
God.
innie or an outie? You have an innie.
I have an innie, but can you imagine what would you have to use this to push your outie in? Because it's got to go with you. Sure.
Oh no. No. Also, this would be very triggering for people who maybe I mean I don't have an innie, so I don't know the pain, but I
Oh
imagine
my
it
God.
gets like musty. There must be stuff in there. I don't
Well,
know. What if this
also
pulls it
can
out?
when I clicked on this, you'll be pleased to know that there you can also buy a care kit. Two pack against smelly belly button. I'll
No.
send you the link. Yes, you can. It's an Australian company. I mean, there's many, and it removes belly button smell caused by belly button yeast infection. So once you've, used the healing wand, if it starts to get a bit yeasty, don't worry. Two pack against smelly belly button is going to come save you.
Since when did you get thrush in your belly button?
Tea tree
Never
oil.
heard of that. Never
Thrush.
heard of that.
Belly button
Oh my
thrush
God.
is coming to a town near you. Watch the fuck out.
Gosh.
So
Wow, this is.
I feel like this has just been your, a really strong welcome for you, a really nice initiation
Okay, I want to
into
try it though. I want to try it. I feel like we need to
Mate,
do a
you buy it
DIY.
then. I'm not doing a D. Oh,
Like, could
okay.
we test the concept? Because look, in tech, you've got to prove the concept first, then
Fine.
invest in it further. So why don't you and I separately, when we're feeling bloated, I'm guessing you do it when you're bloated, otherwise when would you know, to get a
Yeah.
little stick, get a wooden spoon, get a little, what other utensils are available? Spatula, anything with a handle, jab it
Okay.
in, jab it in, and then we'll see.
I could just
Then we'll see.
actually dismantle my lawnmower. Like it would literally give me the same effect. Like I could just sit there like that. All right, fuck it. Let's try it. And also, please, for the love of God, if you are listening to this and you have tried this, let us know. This has opened my Grace. Thank you so much for emailing us. And please let us know, Grace, if you've now gone and bought it because this is
Grace would be
wild.
iconic if she spent £200 on this fake plastic handle. I would be amazed.
Money
And
well
I have a lot of
spent.
respect for you. And then
Grace,
can we borrow it? Can we borrow your
come on.
smelly
And
belly button
also,
handle?
we'll rub it with a yeast infection, with the belly button,
Okay,
with the smelly belly button yeast infection stuff. So don't worry, it's going to be a clean affair.
it'll be like a new pandemic. First of all, measles are made a comeback. Then belly button yeast infections are on the rise. There'll be a whole sexual health campaign.
But babe, we're covered. It doesn't matter. I'm literally looking on the. There's, oh my God, there's like 30 different options for belly button yeast. There's actually no excuse. If you have a smelly belly button, sort yourself out. Because the world is open for you. Innie, outie, you're all welcome. Just get it
When's the last
done.
time you smelled your belly button?
I don't know, but Rich gets fluff in his. Like
Yeah, I
literally, like
feel.
literal fluff. It's rank. Sorry,
You
babe.
know what? We can't judge. We can't judge. It's fine. Does he listen to this show?
No, of course he fucking doesn't.
This will be a good chance to see if he does or not. Like, why on earth did you just out me? Why did you out my innie
Went to
on
work
a
today, but
show?
everyone was calling me smelly belly, and I just don't know why. But it's because there's no excuse.
You know what? This is educational. I thought it
Yeah.
was comedic only. It's actually so educational.
Oh, and welcome. Have you enjoyed your first episode with us?
I've had a stunning time. I've said none of the stories that I thought I was going to say, which only means there is more to come.
Slash, until next
this
time.
Is chaotic. Absolutely chaotic. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. I've learned that you nearly pissed yourself in a floor. I've learned you like dusty chocolate, but you will still eat it in order because you are a rule follower. God forbid you break the rules at any point in your life.
It's all a numbers game, really.
And I've learned that if you happen to have a child or a niece or any or if you're by a park, just borrow their little trike for a second. Bam!
Also, can I just say, how the feck am I coming off worse from Mr. Napkin Eater over here? What the hell?
That was called experimentation. Okay.
All right. We all did it. We all did it. I don't think any of us ate what we experimented with, but yeah, fair play. I mean,
I bet if you Googled it, some restaurant somewhere, some swanky little restaurant, probably a vegan restaurant, and look, I'm a vegan, so I can say it, will be selling you some form of paper napkin. Paper napkin ice cream. It's the way forward.
If you eat your napkins, please email us at thepoodcastofficial@gmail.com. You can find us at _poodcast on Instagram and TikTok. There's nothing left to say, Lois Mills. Thank you for joining us for your first episode. We'll see you next week.
Over and out. Thank you so much.